For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. The B-52s will drop some tunes on spectators at UK this weekend, a going-away performance by former SCAPA students, and Bugs as Art. I spoke with Rich Copley, arts reporter with the Lexington Herald Thursday, about three different shows this weekend.
Well, Rich, this Friday night at the Singletary Center at UK, a modern rock band, well-known from the late 70s and early 80s, the B-52s roll into town.
They do, and you know, I always think this is kind of neat. I think there's a little bit of a relationship between SEC towns, for want of a better term, but you know, Athens, Georgia, the home of the University of Georgia, just developed in the 1980s this reputation of being a hotbed for music, for bands that's growing up around the university. And the two pillars of that were the B-52s and REM. And the 52s kind of started it all. You know, the reputation of Athens before they came along was basically it's a pretty, you know, conservative college football town. And along came this, you know, band with beehive hairdos, you know, and outrageous clothing and sort of, you know, this choppy, chatty, you know, modern rock style of music. They were, you know, sort of progenitors of what was called New Wave. And they were just like unlike what a lot of people had ever heard before. I know the first time I heard them on the radio, I was like, wow, I have not heard anything like that, you know, in the past.
Well, we move from music to theater. Four SCAPA students are putting on a performance this weekend, Downhill From Here.
This is a group of four guys who graduated in June from the School for Creative and Performing Arts at Lafayette High School. And they wanted to just have one last hurrah together. You know, they've been friends for years. And so they started hatching up this idea to do a sketch comedy show because they're all fans of sketch comedy from things like Saturday Night Live to Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry and, you know, British comedy duos such as that to even the Three Stooges and you know, characters of that sort. So they've kind of put together this this show, and they're doing it at Arts Place in the theater where they also do Red Barn Radio and shows like that. And it's running Friday through Saturday.
There's a bug show of a different variety, I guess, and at the Art Museum at the University of Kentucky, and it sounds like it'd be high definition.
It's very high definition. This is really different, but this is a show. It opens on Sunday that is an exhibit of scientific illustrations of bugs. And the catalyst for it was recently some folks in the entomology department found a cache of illustrations that were done in the early 1900s by a guy named William C. Matthews. And frankly, they don't know a whole lot about Matthews beyond the illustrations that he did. He apparently left UK for California, you know, sometime in his career. But these are extremely detailed drawings of bugs that are common to the bluegrass area, including, like, you know, the common black fly and mosquito and butterflies and things of that sort.
Our thanks to Rich Copley, arts reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Look for more in today's Weekender section of the paper and online at Kentucky.com. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.